from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump Attorney General says he will recuse himself if appropriate. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says if it is appropriate, he would recuse himself from his agency's wide-ranging investigation into Russian meddling in last year's presidential election. He's facing calls from some lawmakers to resign or at least recuse himself from the investigation due to his denial at his January Senate confirmation hearing that he knew of any Trump campaign communications with Russian officials.
I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians.
VOA's Jeff Custer has more on the new attorney general.
During Senate confirmation hearings earlier this year, Sessions said he did not have communications concerning the Trump campaign with the Russians. Schumer said Thursday he thinks the attorney general has been compromised.
Because the Department of Justice should be above reproach for the good of the country, Attorney General Sessions should resign. But whatever one's views are on resignation, the most important thing we must do is ensure the integrity of the investigation. Has it already been compromised? What can we do to ensure it moves forward in a way that ultimately leads to the unvarnished truth?
Sessions said earlier if it is appropriate, he would recuse himself from his agency's investigation into allegations of Russian meddling in last year's presidential election. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The New York Times is reporting that some officials from President Obama's administration made efforts to make information about possible links between Donald Trump's campaign and Russian officials easier for future investigators to find. This is VOA News. Leading French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen could face 3 years in prison and a $79,000 fine over three social media posts Le Pen made in 2015 showing images of brutal Islamic State killings. On Thursday, the European Parliament voted to strip the far-right lawmaker of her parliamentary immunity, leaving her open to prosecution on charges of publishing violent images. Le Pen called the move political and said it was meant to damage her campaign for president. A new report finds a significant rise in the number of women dying from drug overdoses globally, while fewer women than men receive treatment for their addiction and are more severely punished for drug taking. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva on the annual report of the International Narcotics Control Board.
The report finds governments do not pay enough attention to the huge and growing problem of drug abuse among women. INCB President Werner Sipp tells VOA one-third of global drug users are women.
We know that women are significantly more likely than men to be prescribed narcotics and anti-anxiety medications. Or we see that women are increasingly being arrested for drug-related crimes in some regions much more than men. They have even a disproportionate increase in drug overdoses.
The report notes HIV infections and mental health disorders are more prevalent among women who abuse drugs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The report calls for alternative measures to punishment and conviction for minor drug crimes among women. In a bizarre twist today, the former North Korean ambassador to the United Nations, Ri Tong-il, said that the brother of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-nam, was not killed in a Kuala Lumpur airport last month by a highly lethal dose of poison.
Therefore, this is a strong indication that the cause of the death is the heart attack.
The man identified on his passport as Kim Chol, that was an alias that was used by Kim Jong-nam, did have a history of heart problems and had been without his medicine. Now, the ambassador said if VX poison was really used, then samples should be sent to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons for testing and determining its source. In the meantime, Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man who's been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam. 45-year-old Ri Chan-chol has been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13th attack. Malaysian Attorney General Mohamed Apandi Ali said Thursday that the period under which Kim can be held without charges is set to run out. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.